Kedushin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis, 4:2. In the previous Mishnah, we had talked about these two categories, the Shesuke and the Asufe. These are people of uncertain lineage, and we treated them like Suffolk Mamzerim. Here the Mishnah will define this term a little more, those terms a little more, and how they work. It says, Ve'eluhem Shesuke. You know who the people who are called Shesuke? Kol Shehu Makir Es Imo, Ve'enu Makir Es Aviv. Anybody who the identity of his mother is known, because she bore him, but we don't know who the father is. Since we don't know who the father is, so then we have to be afraid that the father is someone who was an iser to the mother in a way that would create a mamzer, and therefore the child is a suffolk mamzer, and a suffolk mamzer, while it would be mutter midoraisa, to marry midorabanan, they can't marry into the Kahal Hashem, even as a suffolk mamzer. The word shesuke from the word silencing, like shtok, because the Gemara says when, you know, the child calls out to someone saying, Abba, Abba, the mother says, you know, that he should be quiet. As for the Asufe, who are they? Kol shenasaf min hashuk, anybody who's been gathered in, collected from the marketplaces. The word Asuf, like the word nasaf, means to be gathered in. Veinu makir lo aviv lo imo, and the identity of both his father and his mother is unknown. And that being the case, again, we treat this child as being a Suffolk mamzer, and they can't marry into the main Jewish population of the Kal Hashem. They can marry into the other elements, like the converts, etc. And although you might ask, wait a second, if it's only a Suffolk mamzer, maybe it's really a regular kosher Jew. And that being the case, how could a mamzer marry a regular kosher Jew? How could we let this shtuki or sufi, who's only a Suffolk, marry a real mamzer? The answer is that that's already learned out from a pasuk and additional limud. Okay, so it becomes mutter. Now, the Gemara clarifies that when we say someone is in a sufi, we don't mean someone who was sort of like, you know, put on the front door step of somebody's home, hoping that the child be taken in. We assume that would be the case. We assume the child is okay and the mother just couldn't take care of the child. So if there's indication that the mother was really trying to take care of the child and hoping the child would be found, but simply couldn't take care of the child, maybe for financial reasons or otherwise, so that would mean, you know, the child is like, you know, swaddled up, the child has a kami around its neck, the child has been circumcised, or the child has been taken care of. So then we assume the child is a kosher child, just that the mother, because of financial situation, otherwise couldn't take care of the child and gave it to someone hoping it would be, you know, taken care of. So much so that in years of famine, the Rambam paskens that they'll normally, once someone is found, so you, if someone would claim that was their child, you wouldn't give it back to them because you need to have two witnesses now. But in the case of famine, years was so common a thing to do, we'd even believe them. So then, if that's the case, so who is the Asufi? This is a child which has ostensibly been left, you know, essentially to die, been abandoned. There's no indication that the mother was hoping that it would be found and has been taken care of it. Rather, the mother seems to somehow, like, you know, Rahman Atzlan, you know, be ashamed and despise of the child, and therefore the child's been sort of just, you know, just abandoned to die, and someone found it. So that would be the case of the Asufi. As far as the shetuki goes, so the Mishnah says, Abba Shaul haya kora l'shesuke baduke. He says, the child that you're talking about in this Mishnah, where we don't know who the father is, but we know who the mother is, that's not called a shetuki, that's called a baduke. The word baduke from the word bodek is to check out, to investigate, because Abba Shaul holds that, very consistent with the sheet we had of Rabban Gamliel, back in Ksubas, the end of the first parak there, where Rabban Gamliel says, we would trust a woman to say with whom she slept, to mata her to a Kohen. So too, if the mother here is telling you, listen, I'm telling you who the father of this child is, and I'm telling you he was not a mamzer or whatever it is, or it's not a situation that produced mamzerus, so then the mother would be believed. So even though we don't know who the father is, we trust the mother, therefore it's a baduki, we bodek, we check the mother to ask, is the child a regular kosher Jew, or is the child a mamzer? And we believe the mother. So that being the case, who would be the shtuki? There is such a thing as the shtuki. So the shtuki are children where the mother either did not or cannot tell us who the father is, meaning the mother meanwhile has died before she told us, or the mother has become a shota, mentally incompetent, or she's gone to become a mute, or she just doesn't know. The mother says, listen, I'm just not who the father of this child is, however that could come about in various ways. The point is, although we do believe the mother, and if she would tell us the child has kosher parenting and the child's not a mamzer, we'd believe her. If the mother didn't and can't tell us, then that's what's called a shatuki, and that's a child who's a suffolk mamzer who can't marry into the main Kal Hashem population, but could marry other mamzerim or even gerim, etc. The halach is like Abu Shaul, so we indeed would be lenient in that case, meaning we rely on the mother to give us insight into who the child is, and we would believe her.